It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm your chairman, and what are we doing today? Well, we're stuck inside. So, I guess there's nothing to do but to drink some tea. Oh, it's so yummy. Oh, yeah. So, I'm drinking tea, and I'm getting ready to eat lunch, or whatever you want to call my halfway through the day meal. What am I going to eat today? I have no idea. I still have some of that gluten-free pasta I could eat, but I've got a bunch of other stuff, too, and I think today is going to be a protein day. Yummy, yummy, yum, yum. And I gotta tell you right now, I've already have boredom problems, plus gut problems, plus, oh my god, what in the hell am I gonna do today other than eat problems? What am I gonna do for this show? I have no idea. What am I gonna eat for lunch? I don't know. It's actually sunny outside, which means it's a little bit warmer than it was. It's about 30 degrees Fahrenheit, which is minus 1 or minus 2 Celsius. So, you know, it's not too bad out there. It's a little bit windy. I've already gone out and checked the mail, and I didn't get any mail. Not that I was expecting anything, but, you know, at least that's something to look forward to each day. Do I have any mail? I've already checked my email, and yeah, I got a whole bunch of email, but nothing very interesting. Mostly, just a couple of things from various mailing lists, including some spy numbers stuff. There's a couple of spy numbers stations that have been going a little bit wild lately, and so people are making all kinds of comments about that. And everybody loves to listen to the spy stations, so hooray! Hooray for espionage! But that's not the only disappointment I have faced already today. You know, I've been up for all of maybe 2 hours, and not getting any postal mail is not the biggest disappointment. Not even a half an hour ago, I was looking at the schedule on the TV looking for football. And right up there on FS1 or 2, I don't remember which one, I got really excited because I saw that they're going to show another game from the Club World Cup. And I thought, woohoo, alright, middle of the day. Bonus. Then I turned to the channel. No, it's the same game I watched 3 nights ago that they've now played 4 times. I think this is the 4th time they've played it. Really? This is the only game from that? I don't even want to talk about it. So, well, yeah, it's a Club America game. Club America playing, I don't know, some other team that I did not recognize from the Far East. I think this competition is taking place in Japan this year. But I've only managed to watch one game. This game. It was on a couple nights ago. I watched it live at like 3 o'clock in the morning. So, am I going to get any football today? Who knows? I might get some tonight, obviously. Yeah. We've got highlight shows tonight. We've got Men in Blazers possibly tonight. We've got a recap of 2 English Premier games. But other than that, that doesn't start until like 11 p.m. or midnight local time. Then after that, we might get some more Club World Cup. So, maybe I have that to look forward to in 12 hours. What am I going to do in the intervening 12 hours? I have no idea. Oh, I thought of something I could do today. Something I kind of need to do, but sort of don't really need to do, but I kind of want to do it, but I sort of don't. And if that doesn't sound indecisive enough, what this is all about is that I've got a meeting on Monday downtown somewhere in some building that the people inside of it couldn't describe. I've run into this a couple of times. All right, they say, okay, come down here and blah, blah, blah. Okay, what's the address? The address is this. Okay, how is the building marked? What? Does the building say something on the outside? Is the building called the something building? Is it labeled in such a way that I'll be able to identify it? How do these people not know how to identify the building they're in? I really don't understand the mind of the average person. And so, being as I don't know where this building is and I have to be there right on time and I don't know if I'm going to be able to find any place to park or anything like that, I'm thinking I need to reconnoiter the situation. So I'm thinking I'll drive down there, find the building, and find out where I'm supposed to be on Monday at 10:30 a.m. And then I'll be able to drive there on Monday and know where to go. So maybe tonight, I could do that now or in a few minutes, but man, I don't want to drive downtown during the day. Egads. So maybe I'll wait until after dinner tonight, but it's nice and warm now. It's probably going to get cold later, blah, blah, blah. I'm so indecisive. It'll give me something to do. I got to do it at some point in time. Oh, and that reminds me of something else. I still need to redeem my final free lottery ticket coupon of the year. So, geez, I got to remember to do that. I've only got 2 weeks left to redeem that stupid coupon, so I need to do that real soon. The coupon's sitting right in my car, right where I can see it to remind me. I guess maybe that's what I'll do today or tonight. I'll drive downtown, find where I'm supposed to be on Monday, and then I will redeem my lottery ticket coupon on the way home. Ooh, isn't that exciting? All right, you want to get weird? You want to get meta? You want to do something a little bit strange? I know I do. So let's get super meta and see what's going on Anon Radio right now. What are we going to hear? What's going on Anon Radio as I speak?
I
kind of want
to watch Salzburg versus Schalke, but it's in... It's
oh,
not
well.
In HD. It's
would
in
you listen to this?
Almost HD. I think it's 780p or whatever. I'm going to flip it back over to.
It's our little toaster.
Versus Beersheba.
And of course, as we listen to me talk on the radio, what am I doing? I'm listening to football. Or watching it at least.
Should I be sitting here watching this?
See?
Should I be making food instead?
No, you should watch
Obviously,
football.
I can't get up for another 15 or 20 minutes while I sit here and brush my cat.
Because kitties need to be brushed.
I'm a little bit hungry.
I'm always hungry.
And something to eat.
I need food.
What do I feel like eating today?
Well, food. Tacos.
I don't know.
Hamburgers.
I always go with the usual.
Tacos.
Rice. And I do have
and
a
rice.
Couple of egg rolls, so I could eat rice and egg rolls.
But you never eat rice tacos.
But I also recently, the last time I was at the store, purchased a box of
gluten-free pasta. Yeah, everybody loves gluten.
And it is made of rice and corn.
Yay, and rice and corn.
According to the box, it tastes just like real pasta.
Just like real pasta.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
The downside to all this is
it's still just pasta. That doesn't mean it's good. That doesn't mean it's delicious. It means it's just pasta with sauce. Oh, and there's somebody outside my door, wanging and yanging. Who is it out there? Yang, okay, yeah, you're Yang baby. Yeah, we got the Yang baby out there making lots of kitty noises. Kitty noises, and I see kitty paws sticking their kitty paws under the door because there's kitties. What's going on Anon Radio? Let's go back to Tobe on the radio. Listen to this.
That's right, $3.99.
You're getting double Tobe. Isn't that nice?
Is it worth it? I don't know. We're going to find out do I want to eat gluten-free pasta today? Should I take that risk?
Gluten-free pasta. It's an option for today. I still have half the box that I'm talking about here. Boy. Maybe I should eat it.
It is cold today.
Well, that shouldn't be a surprise since it's the middle of December.
Last night I was sitting around in my house thinking, why am I so damn cold?
Because it's cold outside.
Then I turned to the weather channel and said, oh, because it's, you know, winter. 17 degrees. And that's 17 degrees Fahrenheit, which is negative degrees Celsius.
Yeah, so it's winter, and I guess I'm surprised about that, you know, because I didn't know it was going to be winter in the middle of December.
About negative 10 Celsius? I don't know.
I never know.
I'm not actually doing metric conversions.
I never do metric conversions. Boy.
So it's halftime.
Halftime on football.
Hapoel Beersheba.
And it's pronounced Beersheba, not Beersheba. Beersheba is, you know, some kind of Indian god of beer. Or at least I wish it was. That would be nice. What else am I doing on the radio? Apparently, that's about it. I don't know what happened to my signal. The cable has gone bad again. Okay, I think we're back. Do I got me again? Can we hear me?
Right now, I'm flipping to the weather channel to see what the temperature is.
And as usual, I'm watching TV.
And it is, ooh, all the way up to 24. We have hit today's predicted high.
And it's not, it's already hotter than that today. And it'll probably be colder tomorrow.
Storm called Callie.
Callie.
It's kind of a bad name.
Callie.
Oh no, horrible news. Breaking now.
John Glenn
dies.
Oh no.
John Glenn.
The first guy to orbit the Earth.
He was the coolest.
He's an orbiter.
Well, that's sort of a bummer. That'll bring
you
bummer. Down.
Typing stuff into my computer
like John
at the
Glenn,
same time.
He certainly had the right stuff. And this is
why I don't want to watch
any news channels or pseudo news channels.
Because it's always bad news.
News channels.
Bad news is no good.
They only have bad news.
See, I told you.
There needs to be a good news channel.
Who would watch
only
that?
Good news.
Who would watch a good news channel?
But of course, everybody thinks that's a stupid idea.
That's why
I
should do
it.
I wonder
if I got any mail today.
This world needs more stupidity.
I did not hear the mailman open the mailbox and close it.
Maybe we'll get lucky with Trump.
But that doesn't mean much. I don't catch it all the time.
I need some better mail.
I'm kind of afraid to go outside. Do I even want to go outside to check my mail?
I already did that today.
It's cold outside.
Well, I think I might have mentioned that.
What, 24 now? That's not too bad.
Oh, I'm just the biggest complainer of all complainers. Probably gonna make me the mayor of Complaint Town. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to the Meta Dubious Goals Committee today. What am I talking about? I'm talking about whatever I'm talking about.
I really need to eat.
I always need to eat.
So,
what to eat?
What am I going to eat? I guess we're going to go with the gluten-free pasta, see how that works out.
And I did eat it, and it was okay. But you heard that already.
I'm also getting tired of the dark. Along with it being cold, I'm tired of it being dark at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I blame daylight savings.
I hate
so
the
dumb.
Darkness. Well, I don't hate the darkness. I just hate the darkness when it's supposed to be light.
That's true, and I would rather curse the darkness than to light a church.
So I'm waiting. What am I waiting for? I gotta wait 2 more weeks.
I'm waiting for the sunrise.
Until the winter solstice.
And a solstice.
And then I will start to feel better knowing that, yes, the days are getting longer again.
And the darkness goes away. The darkness is at night, not during the evening.
Longer days.
It's not supposed to be dark at 5 p.m.
I'm not a huge fan of the sun. I mean, if you've ever heard this show before, you've heard me complain.
No, you've never heard me
complain
about the
sun.
That never happens. You never hear me say, oh, the sun is too much.
I just don't like being in the sun.
I might be lying.
Does that make any sense?
Never makes any sense.
Oh, wait. Here, I've got an idea.
I always have good ideas.
Let's turn on the pocket chip.
Ooh, and it's pocket chip time.
Sunvox, and then we can play some music.
Oh, yay, yes, let's do that. Let's play some music.
Play some notes.
Have you heard this before?
All right, so
I don't think you have.
Sunvox sounds
bet
like.
Bet you have.
I suppose we can
I'm
play
lying
the,
again. All right, well, here this shtick is getting boring, so idea. Let's try to figure out something else to do here today. You know what? I think I'm going to leave the room here, so I'm going to grab all the equipment here and just walk out the door. Walk out the door, close the door behind us so the kitty can't get in the room full of cables, because we like to chew on the room full of cables, and we walk into the kitchen. Who's in here? Yeah, what are you doing? I'm microwaving my tea. I'm making it hot again. What's a kitty doing over here? Are you gonna be yangers? You gonna be yangy? You gonna be yangy, baby? Oh, my tea's ready. Open the microwave. Take out the tea. Ooh, yes. Nice and steamy. Put the cover on the teacup. Close the microwave. And now what are we going to do? Oh, the cat's walking around. Going to give me some yangs. Thinking about it. But when she sees the equipment, she gets all curious. Oh, what's that? I'm not going to yang. I'm not going to do any kitty noises to record. So, why is it so cold in this room? I guess it's not all that cold, but it's at least 5 degrees cooler than the other room. The studio is pretty much next to the furnace, and so it's the warmest room in the house most of the time. Oh, so here I am, sitting down, and seeing what's on TV. Again, so we'll just go check all of our sports channels. Let's see what's on NBCSN. Oh, the car auction. Dumb. Fox Sports 1. Oh, it's a radio show being shown on TV. That makes no sense. Basically, just people sitting at a desk talking about sports. Can't be more boring. So we're going up to Fox Sports 2. And here we have a FIFA World Cup club game. Is this just getting over, or is this just starting? It's just starting. And who's playing? Is this a game I've already seen? This better not be... this better not be Hyundai whatever versus Club America. No, it's Mamelodi Sundowns versus... Versus... Show me who's on the other team. So, Mamelodi Sundowns... they are an African team of some kind. Are they from South Africa? I think they might be from South Africa. Why do I think that? I don't know. Okay, so we got Mexican officials officiating this game. So that's good. And they're showing a shot of the video referees. Okay, that's weird. I think that's the first time I've ever seen that. And I still don't know who the other team is. Oh, it's the Kashima Antlers again. So we're watching group play. Is this a live game? This can't be live game. This must have been the game that was on last night that I missed. No? Or is this the game that was on the other day that I've already... Ah, God, I can't even remember. So yeah, we might be watching this. We might not, because I've always got to be watching football. So first we gotta check ESPN and the other ESPN. Here's a made-up award show. Don't need to see it. Just people talking about sports. And another one on the other ESPN channels. Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. So on the Comedy Network, we have Archer, an episode I've seen 10 million times. On the Cartoon Network, we've got Teen Titans Go, the worst show ever. So we're going back to the Club World Cup, and guess who has just walked in the room? I'll give you a hint. It's somebody with a very fluffy butt. Hi, you got a fluffy butt? You want to smell the microphone? Here, smell it. Yeah, rub your face on it. That's a good kitty. Yeah, so here's Kitty just sitting here.
And here's a funny thing.
I got the kitty comb out. Oh, you don't want the brush, you want the comb? And the funny thing is, she's not interested in being combed. She just likes to chew on the comb because that's what kitties do. So we're going to brush behind your ears. How's this? Oh, yeah, we're brushing behind some kitty ears. Oh, it's so nice. Yes, you like that, don't you? Oh, yeah, get your face in there. Get your face in there. He wants to eat the comb. Combs are not kitty food. Yeah, so my cat is probably crazy. She likes the comb. She likes to bite it because apparently it feels interesting. She doesn't know what to think. What are you doing? Are we going to do kitty stuff? Or are you just going to talk into that machine? You know I have to do my radio show every single day. We can't do kitty stuff right now. We're going to have to do some kitty stuff. She's looking at the blanket going, why are we not doing the blanky thing? Okay, let's do kitty stuff. So here's the kitty sitting here in the kitty spot doing kitty stuff. And yes, this is a different game than the other one I saw, the other Kashima Antlers game. I think that Antlers versus whoever else I saw the other day, I think that might have been the first game. So yeah, this is just some more group play stuff. And it ought to be okay. We are 1 minute and 11 seconds into the game. And it's very interesting. My cat is sitting here in front of me. And she's kneading the banky with her kitty claws. Because that's what kitties do. Oh, brother. So I'm going to be stuck here doing this for another 15 minutes. Yeah, okay. I think we're done doing kitty stuff for right now, which means I can... change my position. Ow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whenever I sit like that for very long... Dealing with the cat, doing kitty stuff, brushing up the kitties. Oh, gets sore, and now I have to change my sitting position. Okay, now I'm better off than I was. Okay. Huh, am I getting hungry? I am getting kind of hungry. But of course, what I really want is tea. So I'll reach behind me here. Grab the yummy tea. Oh yeah, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. This is what I like. Oh yeah, it's the perfect temperature. Mm-hmm. Perfect temperature. Perfect concentration. Perfect level of sweetness. Mm. Yeah, I really have to congratulate myself on yet another perfect cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Good job on the tea, Tobe. Oh, thanks. Mm. It's so yummy, I can't stop drinking it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That is what I needed. Whew. I love to drink tea. It's the best thing ever. Which reminds me, I was in the store the other day and there was a sale on Stewart's beverages, and I like a lot of their sodas, and so because it was on sale, I did grab a couple, because it's winter, who's drinking pop in the winter? So I grabbed two, they were so cheap, it was two for a dollar, I think it was, instead of like normally at least a dollar retail. Go to some stores and this stuff's $1.50. Huh. But anyway. So yeah, so I got an orange cream and I got a black cherry. So yum, yum, yum. Maybe I'll eat that later or drink one of those later, but I don't think I will because it'll just make me cold. I actually save those until I get hot. There are odd times at night when I sometimes get hot, even in the middle of winter. And so maybe I'll just save those yummy, delicious sodas for later.
Yeah, and maybe I should take this time to just say that I'm doing a pretty good job of avoiding Christmas this year. So far, so good. It's not completely infuriating me yet. And albeit, you know, we're still, what, 2 weeks out? So I'm doing pretty good. I haven't punched anybody. I don't feel like killing anybody yet. But I'm feeling pretty good about it just because, well, normally by this time of year, I'm about ready to snap. And so, being as I don't feel like I'm about to snap, I have to just assume everything's kind of okay. Not much has been getting to me. I'm avoiding the commercials. I'm avoiding as much stuff as I can. The one thing I can't seem to get away from is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. I don't know what's going on, but suddenly, you know, that's always been a popular Christmas tune from the Nutcracker, but Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy has always sort of been in the background. It's not one of your main Christmas tunes. But for some reason, this year, it seems to be in greater circulation. There's at least three or four commercials that I can barely avoid that use the music in some form or another. And, you know, I gotta reach for the remote control and change the channel as fast as possible. The irony of all this is, of course, that I actually like the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. That's probably my favorite part of the Nutcracker. But, you know, that goes way back to when I was a child and I had girlfriends in the ballet, and so I went to watch them dance the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And, oh, geez, how long has it been? It's been 10 years now. About 10 years ago, I actually used to play that occasionally during gigs. And not during Christmas, you know, ironically enough. Yeah, that's a long story, but I did program up a couple sequences, and I would let those run while I would play over them, blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes. We're all professionals here. And so, I'm actually sort of tired of the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. What am I going to do about it? I can't do a damn thing. So, I guess, maybe I should just stop complaining about it. That's all I ever do, is complain, complain, complain. And the worst part of it is, even if I wanted to go to the ballet, we don't have one anymore. The Omaha Ballet does not exist any longer. It went under. Then they tried to start it up again. Tried to start up some other stuff. And it's just not flying. I don't know what has happened to the ballet people in this town, but there's no more ballet. So, although it seems to me like a year ago or 2 years ago, I remember a touring company coming through Omaha doing the Nutcracker. I didn't go see it. The tickets were $1,000,000,000, and I don't have that kind of money. Who am I, you might ask? I am not a rich man. I am only the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, whether I like it or not, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We're done here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's 20 hours.